The very name Frontier Days is meant to conjure up images of the Old West, and that includes Native Americans, who have been a part of Cheyenne Frontier Days pretty much from the beginning. Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer visited the Indian village to see where history and contemporary life meet.
Calling all dancers, calling all dancers.
These are the North Bear Singers and Little Sun Drum and Dance Group from the Wind River Indian Reservation. At the center of the Indian village is an arena for the drum and the dancers. It's ringed by vendors selling traditional and not-so-traditional crafts. Beadworker Jim Howlingwolf says visitors want to see traditional items like baskets and rugs, but that's not necessarily what sells best.
That beadwork is still traditional in the way it's done, but the items that I'm beading are more non-traditional. Ninja Turtles, Hello Kitties.
You can see that balance between old and new in the dance circle, too. The dancers wear feathers and moccasins. The drum players and singers are wearing ball caps and sneakers.
My Indian name is Sinan Cedar. I am a member of the Northern Arapaho people. And my name is Sandra Ironcloud. And we are happy to be here to share with you, give you some cultural insight as to our everyday lives and also as what we do as powwow people.
It's a nuance some visitors don't get right away, says Shorty Loudermilk. He's been volunteering at the Indian village for 35 years, and he says some people think Indians are stuck in the 1800s.
Honestly, we actually have people that ask, you know, do they live here all the time? And in the teepees, it's like, no, they have jobs just like the rest of us do.
Sandra Ironcloud says she's had a great time at Frontier Days, but she's also experienced some stereotyping.
You know, you see it a little bit sometimes. Like one time we went to the rodeo grounds and they started, you know, war whooping at us and started saying some started cussing at us, you know, but they were drunk cowboys. What do you expect? You know, see, that's a stereotype right there, too, you know.
Of course, reality is more complicated. Tradition isn't stuck in time. It's more like practices that carry on through time and that can change along the way. For instance, Native American fancy dance, with its quick footwork, took off in the 1950s and 60s in the Southern Plains, which might seem pretty new compared to the 1800s.
There is somewhere between a misunderstanding and a false perception of what Native America really is at this point in history.
Lakota musician Paul LaRush performed at Frontier Days with his band Brulé.
It's not a bad perception. It's just that it's behind. You know, I would say it's probably 50 to 60 years behind where our culture really is today.
LaRush offers a modern American Indian experience with his music by mixing Native drums with synthesizers and electric guitars. And what's now traditional was itself once new, like Sandra Ironcloud's calico dress.
Which is symbolic of the trading days, the late 1800s, you know, when the buffalo, you know, when we were put on reservations.
But a lot of people, because we're in Wyoming, thinks that the Indians and cowboys are still fighting here, and we're not, you know, but it's funny.
Volunteer Shorty Loudermilk points out two of the dances quickly dispelled that idea. An honor dance for one of the Cheyenne Frontier Days committees had cowboy hats mingling with feathers in the dance circle. And at the end, the entire audience was invited to join in.
Come join us. This is our friendship dance. This is how we come together as people. We come together as relations, as friends, as family. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Move them feet. Feel the music. Uh-huh. Looking good, looking good. Loving all them smiles. Here we go!
John Fernandez was visiting Frontier Days from New Hampshire and joined in the friendship dance.
Part of what makes America America is that we all live together and we can basically harmoniously carry out these traditions and have respect for each other.
And that's a very new idea. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Micah Schweitzer.